There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy? We have a very special guest in the studio in a little bit.
It was really fun to have like some nice feminine energy in this place.
Yeah, it smelled better for a second.
It did, because like I put cologne on.
Did you?
I wash.
Really?
Yeah.
I got my I got this new Squatch deodorant. I hate it, but I'm wearing it and I did it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. You just don't care. You don't care.
Well, no one sells Mitchum anymore. No. I tried to switch them to Mitchum, and no one's got fucking Mitchum.
It's because they put tobacco in it.
Yeah, and I go, but now my armpits are red again because I'm squatching.
You know, I find it because you got irritated. You used to do
Old Spice. Fucked me.
All right, this is a bad way to start.
What are you talking about?
We can't just talk about your underarm irritation.
I feel like it was great.
Oh, I mean, it's too late. The show's already began.
Oh, good. I thought you were trying to restart.
No, we're locked into this
horrible
intro.
My shit's all fucked up. I'm looking for help. You're fucking telling me to start over.
You know what? SideStoriesLPOTL @gmail.com. This is a real problem that Ed has had forever. His armpits get irritated.
Yeah, and only Mitchum helps me, but I can't find it anywhere.
But he liked Mitchum.
And I don't use Amazon, so I don't know what to do.
He doesn't use, honestly, I told him to fucking put red clay. Mm. That's what I was saying. That's what he needs, red clay.
Maybe that's my issue.
What?
That's why it's all red. Mm. All the clay.
Yeah, that might be the problem. Welcome to Side Stories. My name is Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with the irritated Ed Larson. And that's, you know, Eddie, you're allowed to be irritated. I just feel like, you know what I switched to straight up? I just, you know, if we're staying in this boring lane, I'll be right here. I switched up to fancier deodorant, and it's better for me.
Really?
I use this, like, balm.
I'm willing to up my game.
I'll send you what I use.
Really?
Yeah.
We have similar bodies.
We do.
Back in college, Henry was like, there's like this red spot above my penis. And then I literally was like, you mean like this one? And I shot.
Yeah.
It's like, it goes away. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah, it's called that. Yeah, yeah. Rob likes the native. I like the native too. I use the native, but I also use kind of like fancier stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we'll get you in there.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Speaking of this, there's an update.
Updates?
You know, I just wanted to get into this, the very, very top. First of all, to all the people who wrote in about their handlebar mustache, the people that have fucked people with handlebar mustaches, the people who defended your handlebar mustache, I just want to say I'm proud of you. I'm proud that you stood up to me.
Yeah.
Right? I'm proud that you did that. I'm proud that you stand in it. And I will reiterate what I said before, which is it wasn't a full-on criticism of the handlebar mustache, but you men, you straight men, as you'll see where our guests we talked about today, you straight men with handlebar mustaches are brave in the fact that you take that onto yourself and that fight onto yourself. And I appreciate that.
I mean, it's better than just dressing in clothes from Walmart and smelling like shit.
Completely agree, Eddie. And I want to say there's a lot of people that say the handlebar mustache makes a man look safe. I say opposite, but that's what a woman says.
It's literally a cartoon image of a man tying a woman to a train track
women
and blowing
like
her up.
Women like that, though. I got several messages from women who said they specifically fuck men because they look like that. Women, we forget, are broken, Eddie.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing, is that we forget a woman chose us.
Yeah.
So if a woman...
And we fixed them.
We did. Oh, we got right in there. We got right in there. Okay? And we fixed that up. So I know that those generous, forward-thinking women exist.
Yeah.
And that's who's attracted to real men like us. Forward-thinking women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like inventors.
Women who've already been with lots of bad men. And they're like, you know what? Attractions for the birds.
Yeah, who cares? I can learn to be attracted to it. I can grow to be attracted to it. And you know what, ladies? You should try that. Try to be attracted to somebody you're not that isn't a toxic person just because they're nice.
Yeah, ugly people are fine.
They can be.
Some of them are awful.
Honestly, a lot of ugly people are also bad, too.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? celibacy.
Speaking of,
become a lesbian.
Smart Schoolboy Night is back.
Oh, definitely become a lesbian.
Now, this guy, to remind all of you, around the end of 2024, this man, who's an Instagram user, went under the name Smart Schoolboy Nine and a bunch of other things. We went on a deep dive of this guy where he pretended to be a little British boy, where he covered himself in makeup.
Yeah. He had the high-pitched voice.
Yeah, he does a high-pitched British voice. He dresses like a weird little old boy. He first started with him making fake Instagram accounts where he was pretending to be a little boy and then pretending to be all the other little kids talking back to him.
Yeah.
He's a nightmare to behold. He's got a big thick tongue that he sticks out. He's got these little, he's painted his face white and he dresses like Angus Young from AC/DC. And then what he does is that he chases little boys.
Yeah, he follows people,
There's been recently, that's where it was escalating too, because he also did Truth Sticks 2. There was other, Stephanie Schooley was another account that he used.
And if you look weird on socials, that's one thing. It's you know, what are you going
to
do?
Yes, but he began to approach people in real life, which is what he then said he never did. He denied all this, but we know Smart Schoolboy 9 is out there, and we know he stopped for a while due to all this attention. But it seems that Smart Schoolboy 9 is no longer patient enough to stay home. Because as Rob's going to play right now, Smart Schoolboy 9 has sent another missive to all of us who dare comment upon his life.
Hi there. I'm the real, original, Smart Schoolboy 9.
Ugh.
A proper child. Just to be clear, okay? Now, you've probably heard about the unscrupulous scammers that had lied about
me. Sounds like you got two videos playing.
No, it's just bad editing.
2024. Recently, some have decided to admit that they were asked to lie about me.
I was never asked to lie by Spark Schoolboy 9. He did this to himself.
Yeah, we didn't know who they were.
Admitting that they were, in some cases, begged to lie about me.
Everybody told me to not talk about him specifically.
Yeah, even me, I believe.
I don't look at those comments. I'm told about them. Plenty of those comments are, of course, from real bad people. Some have been caught already. Uh-oh. Some have been found out and caught. Others were just scammers. But they got in so deep, some of them, because they couldn't stop. They couldn't stop themselves.
See, Scar Schoolboy 9 thinks that coming at me is a good thing for him to do.
So you think this is directed at you?
Yeah.
Now, who's full of themselves? Smart Schoolboy 9 or you?
I think that I am his Batman. And I have arrived here with him. No, I think that it's good. Nick Crowley, he was the guy that went deep in on Smart Schoolboy 9.
He's got 13 million views on his YouTube.
Which is, I think, yeah, we've talked about this. We sent people to him. And I just think it's interesting that these villains want to come back. And we'll see what he's going to do, because he's saying that all of the scammers and the people that said lies about him, they're all being punished and arrested. But here I am, Smart Schoolboy 9.
I don't think he's talking about us.
I think that he should be, because we were probably the biggest show that actually covered him.
Well, he's got 13 million YouTube views.
The internet liked him, but now we're back covering him. Now we're here. So I just want to say, Smart Schoolboy 9, good luck.
Yeah, we're watching you.
Ugh. You're coming at him? You're challenging him?
Yeah, why not?
Well, he's
come on the show.
They're not coming on the show. Oh, God.
Come on. You don't have the balls to come on the show.
They're not invited.
We probably don't even fucking know where we live. I'll tell you exactly where we live.
Where's that?
656 Metropolitan Avenue, Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, there is a picture without makeup.
No, that is, I think someone else made that.
Oh, someone's to see what they really look like.
Yeah,
around.
Someone else made that.
Have there been any other reports like around?
Well, they're saying that it went into hiding. I'm calling it it. It went into hiding at some point because of all the attention it was receiving. And then I think it just took off its fucking costume and its makeup. And now that it's ready to kind of find its way back because it needs attention again.
Misses the attention. Yeah. Yeah, because it's got nothing else going on.
Yeah, so what'll probably happen is, like, this is maybe the time when they will do something bad.
Seems like they'd be a great villain in a pointless film.
That's what I'd love.
Yeah.
It seems like they never really disappeared. They just kind of went underground.
Went underground a little
bit. They were still being creepy and messaging kids. And
oh, yeah.
We know they didn't go through a manhole cover.
Amazing. Live from your grave. All right, here we go. What else we got here? We got...
It's kind of a fun story that I liked. Just real quick. I mean, I feel like I'd be disrespecting my alligator people not to bring it up.
Please.
In Louisiana, there was a guy who got a DWI, and when the cops pulled him over, he ran from them, and he jumped into a swamp, and then and they were like, hey, get out of that swamp! And he's like, fuck you, cops! And then a gator saw him in the swamp and swam at rapid speed towards him and started attacking him, and it's all on the webcam on the cop's cam. It's pretty fucking cool.
Whoa! And what, did he leave the alligator? Did the alligator kill him?
The alligator bit his arms up pretty bad, but he lived. And he's in a hospital right now, and he's going to end up in prison after that.
He stole stuff?
No, it's a DWI.
Oh, that's
it. Look, all right, check this out. You see him there? You see? Hold on, but he's not going to attack. That's him swimming. And then you see it, look, a beelining right for him.
Oh, shit.
It's just fucking beelining.
Oh, my fucking God, dude.
That gator's a fucking cop, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's sober you up real fast, huh? That's the thing, man. It's like, I don't even know if you can give him a breathalyzer after that. I'd just be like, all right, buddy. Yeah. I think we can call this even. Can't you just call it even? If he's been bit by an alligator, like, you could just go and, like, all right, you just.
I think if the alligator took his arms, you could call it even.
You know, just go home. Go home.
I don't think he can go home.
This is the thing, is that now the entire, they're making memes about making the alligator a fucking police officer. Don't do this to the alligator.
Yeah, it's got a hard enough life.
Don't give it a job. It isn't even a job.
They're just trying to eat.
They barely even have a pension plan anymore.
Yeah.
What's going to happen when that alligator lives to 175 years old?
Especially in Louisiana.
Oh, my God.
They treat their cops like shit down there.
Absolutely. He's going to die. Honestly, I bet you alligator as a cop dies faster than alligator in nature because of the stress.
Oh, yeah.
The food, all the bad fast food and stuff like that. The hours.
The family.
Oh, my God. Your wife going, why aren't you here to watch the eggs anymore?
He's like, God damn it, bitch, I'm not as territorial as you.
I'm just a fucking, I'm a lizard that has a job for the U.S. government.
I love they gave him five fingers.
Yeah, that to me is unseen.
Of course it's AI,
Rob. You think it's a real fucking alligator in a cop costume?
I don't trust this one. This one seems a little fishy.
There's something about this picture doesn't make any sense. I think it's the fact that he's wearing a bulletproof vest. And why would an alligator need one? He's got scales.
Yeah, you know, a little classy.
Yeah, you know, it's nice for the people. Yeah, honestly, but they just, you know, a DWI, just stop and take it. Just roll over and take it. Guess what? Because a lot of times, yeah, right now it's bad, but it won't even ruin your life anymore like it used to.
No, you'll be fine. Especially in Louisiana. They don't even have real laws.
Especially Louisiana.
Yeah.
Well, you want to talk about the daredevil who died?
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
This is one of those where I know that they ask for pure death. I know that's the idea.
I mean,
it's a part of the, like, I guess, like, sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. I haven't seen a giant, like, stunt in a long time. Do we want to see him succeed, or are we happier when they die?
No one watches this to watch him succeed. Everyone's watching to see him fall.
But I do think that people are then upset when they do see him fall.
Yes. Because it's upsetting to watch someone die.
Yes.
People make a lot of decisions and watch a lot of things that make them upset.
See, this guy did a base jumping thing, right? So I guess he had walked on a slack line before he did that, and he...
His name was Sketchy. Andy Sketchy Lewis.
His name should have been Smacky.
Yes.
Splatties?
He's famous for... He was the guy who performed during Madonna's Super Bowl halftime show in 2012, and he died in a base jumping accident in Utah.
Now, what is that? That just means he just jumped. Right. Right. And then he splatted.
He hit a bunch of, he bad lieutenanted some heroin.
He did?
No, I'm just saying free base jumping.
I was about to say, this mother story is about to get a lot better.
No. He just fell. And it's kind of sad. But here's the thing is, if a daredevil never dies,
then what's the point?
Then what's the point of the whole genre?
There, I know. I think that
they have to die occasionally.
I also feel like in this way, this man died that in a way that would make him extremely happy. Yeah. I think, you know, if he was going to die this way, I bet you he'd much rather die doing a base jump than dying of pancreatic cancer, like laying in a hospice.
Yeah.
I imagine that he never really even thought about having grandchildren surrounding him in a deathbed and him, like, you know, whittling and stuff. Like, he probably
certainly
didn't even,
not.
That's no, probably not even his mind.
It's probably what he wanted.
Because what's his name? Who's the guy that does all the, like, the climbs, like, essentially flat surfaces that they give 500K to? That guy,
guy did the Netflix thing that was so boring?
Free balling, what's it called?
Free solo.
Free soloing?
Free soloing.
Yeah, he goes up there and he does that. He just hates his girlfriend so much.
There's a free solo guy died, too, this week.
Another free solo guy died?
Yeah, free solo climber dies after falling to a volcanic crater. That happened this week too. And there was the chick who died bungee jumping, but they never attached the cord to her.
I think this is about the Gemini moon.
Yeah. Mm. Is it in retrograde?
Yeah, I think it's the Gemini moon.
It's a bad moon for daredevils. Mm,
it is. Yeah. I just think that there was a like bad shipment of grippy socks. Do you think that there's one systemic factor that might have led to all of this, like a carabiner metal shortage or like what's killing these guys?
I mean, you know, just time, I think. Sketchy did have...
It was time for a group of them to die at once.
If you call yourself Sketchy and you walk between sky rises on a string, you're going to die.
You're going to die.
Eventually, you're going
to
die.
And I do think that is the point. I do think the point of it is to eventually, like, that's the circus life.
Yeah. So he holds Guinness Book World Records for walking a slack line above a waterfall in China.
Okay.
And he had previously beat his own record after he did it in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah. And so he's performed stunts on at least three different continents.
But why would they go over a literal... sizzling volcano.
Oh, no, I think it was dormant. It was in Yemen. This is a different guy who fell. Yeah, I know. I thought the same thing.
I always do it.
Yeah, I can't help
every
it.
Every single thing. Am I the only person that does it whenever they see the word Yemen?
See, I'm more like
Yemen.
See, mine's more like Yemen. Yemen. Mine's a little chill.
Yemen.
Yeah. Yemen. Yemen. You know, but yeah, so he. So yeah.
Fucking broken brains. That's what that is.
Yeah, but you know,
why did they all die at once?
It's free. I don't know. It's just a coincidence that it all kind of happened at once.
But you know, I feel like though that's almost good for the industry.
Of course.
Of course, they all go at once, if it's like a big thing, it brings a lot of people back. Because like I very rarely like. Is there a mailing list for daredevil stunts?
I have no idea. I'm so far removed from the community, it couldn't be ridiculous.
Well, like, why don't we get those? Like, I feel like these things should be advertised more. Like, why are we not being invited to more daredevil stuff?
They should be on TV more. You know what it is? All right, so let's look
like
at...
I feel like there's
look
like a
local Sketchy
thing.
Real quick. Look right. at Sketchy. Look at Andy Lewis. Andy Sketchy Lewis. You know what it is? He's dressed like shit. Evel Knievel fucking came out. Beautiful suit. Made nudie suit type of shit.
You don't got
had
fucking,
a great helmet.
You know that you're already walking down my street because
this
guy's believe
that fucking dressed horribly.
He's lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like take your time. Think about every aspect of the show.
Dress the job. Dress for the job you want.
That's right.
And he looks like he's dressed like a messy corpse.
You should always look better than the audience. That's what part of being a performer.
I agree. I feel like that's a thing that we've lost.
Yeah.
On the whole, and I do think that that might have led to maybe if he took himself and his appearance more seriously, he would have taken his job more seriously.
Oh my God. Nothing's worse than when you show up to see a fucking band and they're in shorts.
Yeah. I mean,
Henry
and I have talked about this. I won't wear pants on stage. I was taught by that.
You wear pants on stage.
You only wear pants.
Only
on
wear
stage.
Pants on stage.
That's it.
Yeah. You can't wear shorts even in the hottest, most horrible conditions.
You're giving people power.
Yeah.
If you wear shorts,
it better be over 100 at an outdoor festival.
If you're wearing shorts as a performer, you're telling the audience, I'm not better than you.
Yeah, heckle me.
No,
do
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
you want
Just
to
respect me.
Me.
That's what you're saying. Disrespect me. Here's my shins.
Yeah.
Hey, don't you hate the top? Don't you want to see? Oh, great. It's Alice Cooper's socks.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
But, you know.
No, honestly, it makes
I'm
me.
I'm sorry, sketchy diet.
Yes, it's not about that. I don't I'm, think it's I, not. Like, I, this is. If there is one subject in which.
The Yemeni Spider-Man, I'm sorry he died.
Yes, well, that turns out he met the Yemeni Hobgoblin. And you have to be careful when you meet these guys, these unregulated non-union supervillains. Like, they are out there. You know, these are just the knockoff supervillains from over here, and they don't have any rules.
Yeah. You know what I think it might have been is. Yeah, I'm noticing this. Sketchy Andy Lewis. We're looking at his Instagram page. 411,000. I think the problem is this is Daredevil shit has all gone to social media.
It has.
Evel Knievel had like crews.
It was television show.
People were making sure he wasn't going to die. People were making sure that the stunt was advertised correctly.
It's almost like what you're illustrating is a point that the central media tent, like tent poles, are a useless functionary money laundering system, and probably wouldn't be the all in all and the most legitimate source to use for disclosure. You'd think that maybe even that the Daredevils could teach somebody like Steven Spielberg that maybe
Henry had a bad time with disclosure.
Maybe
today.
They didn't need to go to a news station and all of this rigmarole. Like, you could have cut an hour and 15 minutes out of that fucking movie where they could have just posted to YouTube, but it's fine.
Yeah, but then they would have died like Sketchy.
You know, it's almost like there's an internet that's like freely available, and that the guy that's the super hacker that got the information in the first place.
Are these spoilers? I don't think it matters.
No, they know.
It's a popcorn tenet. Movie.
You know what the movie's about, Disclosure Day. If it's just
it's called Disclosure Day.
Spoilers. If it's just a disclosure, literally, Eddie, if I agree with you, if we want to take about away any sort of the political importance or anything about the message, if we just strip that from the movie, you're right. It is an absolutely fine 6.5 out of 10 action-adventure movie you can take your grandmother to.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it.
A lot of people like it.
I like the Kaminsky cinematography.
I just feel like there's a thing that you could have done within that in which you could have maybe looked at a newspaper or maybe like pulled your head out of your ass. I'm going to say ass in terms of the subject. If you maybe say that you're one of the most educated creators in all of the subject of ufology and you're Steven Spielberg, you'd think he might have a different view on some stuff, or he might have learned something about how the world works. But it's fine. He's just in his own crystal castle.
He is in a giant property.
He's in a giant crystal castle in which he
doesn't. Got a compound.
He doesn't grocery shop. He doesn't fucking go to concerts. He doesn't see humans. He probably gets. He probably just talks right to Robert Bigelow, who's telling him fake things. It's a whole thing. We'll get to it. We'll save this.
Are you in too deep with aliens that you can no longer enjoy stuff?
You know what it is?
That's not a slight. I'm just curious.
I wonder. I actually have been trying to parse out why I'm having such an intense reaction. And because I really did. And a lot of people I feel like are talking like me, where it's like, why can't I just, like, it's a Spielberg popcorn movie. Like, what is wrong with me? And I think that the reason why is because it speaks to he's writing a movie for a bunch of he's writing movie for a world that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. We're literally in disclosure right now. It's like, it's like happening.
But the footage sucks.
Yes. And it's also, the problem is that it's not a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fantasy. The United States government has already disclosed their stuff, guys. It happened.
You think that's everything?
No, it's not even about that. That's everything.
Do you think they have footage of an actual being?
No. I think that they had any of that, they would have destroyed it a long time ago.
Okay.
I don't think any of that would ever see the light of day. I think the best part of the Disclosure Day movie was his filming of the old like lore parts. I thought that was all the best stuff.
I'm watching
stuff.
That. I'm like, I'm just gonna love this.
That's the movie I want to see. Is that stuff?
Yeah.
Versus this, like, if you,
you
want to
see the incident, you don't want to watch
Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Is what you want
to
watch.
Basically, yeah. I would just say to you, go watch Close Encounters of the Third Kind. It's the same fucking movie, but better.
I think they're re-releasing it this year.
Go see it because it is the same movie with the same message about the same stuff, and it is done by somebody who actually lived a life amongst human beings. And Steven Spielberg has just lost touch, and you just think for somebody that probably has access to more information than any one of us ever has ever had. I imagine he has access to people he could talk to, anybody, and I feel like he still served an extremely lukewarm cope fest that was not where we need the message to be right now.
Mm.
And that's the problem. It's just like, it's just a movie made by a guy that doesn't know. It seems like it's just made by a guy that has no idea what's happening for the last 15 years.
He wanted to make a fun action movie.
He did.
Is what it seems like.
And he could have made it about anything. And I feel like that's my problem, is that I feel like he could have just made an alien movie without making it this movie.
He's made 5 alien movies so far, and I put this at number 4. So do with that with what you will.
What is number 5?
Number 5, Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull is god-awful.
Yeah, I agree.
It should be shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, I agree.
Is
E.T.
number 1?
Yes, I love E.T. with all of my heart.
Close Encounters, E.T. I love Minority Report.
That's not an alien movie.
War of the Worlds. I love War of the Worlds.
Except for the end.
Yes, War of the Worlds.
Probably would have been number 1 if that end. If that kid stayed dead.
Yep.
I would put it number 1.
That's the whole thing. Also, the man who created fucking dinosaurs can't make a fucking a remotely tangible alien costume.
You didn't like the way it looked?
It's CGI.
Of course it's CGI.
What do you mean, of course it's CGI? I'm actually getting angry.
Yeah.
What do you mean, of course it's CGI? He's legitimately like, it's like, what in the living fuck are we doing here? Like, you're just...
He lost that sauce a long time ago.
Yeah, I just like looked at that and I was like, this is fucking garbage. All, like, right, all of the CGI is fucking garbage.
It's so
movie.
Funny because I looked at it. I saw the movie. I enjoyed it. I give it like a... But I also like, it's a B, you know, for me. It's not an A by any means, you know, like...
Oh, no, if you strip all of this context away from it, I'd call it a solid B, B minus.
Yeah, see, what I like about the movie is, are you ready for this? It's so basic. This is how low my bar has gone. It's not a fucking sequel. It's an original idea that's a summer movie.
I
I'm giving my money to it just for that reason.
I totally understand. I just wish our bar wasn't this low right now, especially for our masters, especially for the OG masters, and the fact that
they're old. They need to slowly start fading out. And
he's doing better work than he's done in years. He's doing fucking incredible
work. The Irishman.
I love The Irishman, except for the digital shit in it.
Yeah.
But it's like,
what did you think about Martin Scorsese in Mando and Grogu?
I thought he was hilarious.
Does he suck his own dick in that as well, or is it just Grogu?
No, he actually blows Grogu.
Whoa!
Yeah. But he checks his ID.
I guess it's you want to know why, honestly? Let me just make sure. You know what, honestly, Eddie, is that my heart's been broken. And I find, you know what they say, the most hardened cynic was always the one that had his heart open the most. And I think it's because when I was a little boy, and I thought it, when I was first engaging with the mystery of UFOs, and the idea of a government conspiracy, and the idea of a cover-up, and all this other kind of stuff was filled with a wonder for me, and was filled with this idea that life was more complicated than everybody was pitching it to me as it was, versus the priests and shit. And I think that when I then watch this movie about what's really I guess there's a part of me that's like, that's gone.
This would have been a much better movie if it came out 20 years ago.
Yes, when he wrote it, when he came up with the concept 30 years ago. Yeah. I think that I am just one of those where I look at this and my heart breaks because that world doesn't exist. Because the idea of everybody going like, oh my God, there's aliens. When literally I just showed one of the preeminent drag queens in our country, literally the best footage that I have ever seen of a UFO. And we're all like, all right. That's where we're at. We're at is we can't even get the United States government to punish our president of the United States, who is a convicted rapist and a pedophile.
Yeah.
And when we're at that level, I don't think that disclosure's fixing everything. Let's just say the aliens aren't going to, the complications brought about it ain't going to fix it. And if they're fucking biological in nature, they're going to kill and eat us. And they're lying to you. They're lying. The aliens are lying to us. If they're real, they tell everybody something different. If you believe in the secret lore of the actual alien structure of the government and you believe what they're like, let's just say you really believe in that conspiracy theory. If you actually look at it, the aliens are telling everybody they meet something different. So the aliens are lying.
Or no one can understand them.
Yes.
Have you seen
lying.
This picture that's been going around this week?
Oh, yeah, the fake thing real. With Trump talking to the Nordics. Yes, I mean, it's fake.
Yeah.
It's an AI picture. So even if the aliens are real, they're lying. We don't fit into their agenda. We have nothing to do with their agenda. If they have gotten here physically, it's because they're either running from something or they're running to something because they've ran out of resources. This is what's happening, guys. That's the reality. We're a zoo. And then great.
Yeah.
What do we fucking do about that? Fucking nothing.
I think they would have killed us by now.
No, it's because we don't matter to them. We're ants. We're literally just whatever to them.
We kill ants all the time.
Yeah, but we also kill them.
I got someone killing my ants right now.
But you know what I mean? Like, they don't, but just because it's like that, we just don't figure into their plans. We're just on a part, they have bigger ideas than us, and they couldn't fucking care. Yeah. Couldn't care fucking less. And then, like, that's why I get angry, is because we're learning nothing from the phenomena. We're learning nothing. We don't understand that it's just this whole thing. I think the real secret, the very real secret, is what I've been saying all along, is that they've got stuff and they've been trying to make stuff out of it and they have no idea what it is, and they've been maybe contacted by, if all of this is real, every single layer of it, they've talked to somebody who's told them something different. I think that they are paralyzed. Yeah. I think the FBI and the CIA and all these various fucking three-letter institutions that are looking at all this shit are absolutely flabbergasted and don't know what to do, and they don't know why it doesn't pay attention to us, and they don't know how to make it pay attention to us, and they don't know anything fucking about it. So then they now we are in a truly malicious administration that is using this and weaponizing it against just humans. So, like, that's the problem.
What if we're their reality show?
I mean, I think,
what if they're like filming us for a documentary, kind of like how we make Planet Earth,
or like that incredible show, The Paper, on NBC. No, it's very possible. Who
Jeremy
knows?
Corbell says he's seen everything and there is real disclosure coming.
From where? From who?
I don't know. We're going to talk to him eventually. Oh, yeah. So we'll find out. But he did say that recently. And
if you show somebody an alien, they will not believe it. If you brought an alien, can you imagine an alien walking onto Bill Maher? That's what that movie is. Disclosure Day to me is, I wonder if the alien be able to handle himself on Bill Maher's show with his political hot takes.
Yeah, we seem pretty sick.
Yeah, good.
I had a great time. Henry didn't. That information, but I will take this opportunity to plug Movie Stories, our new show that is on Sirius. It's a Sirius XM exclusive, but it's also the video footage from that same show is available on our Patreon. So go check that out if you get a chance. I think that's a good idea. And also, I want to say real quick, I went to go see The Death of Robin Hood last night at a sneak preview. A24 invited me, and I went and I had a great time. It's fucking brutal. If you like a brutal-ass fucking movie that's not the real story of Robin Hood, it's like their own story of Robin Hood.
Go see
this fucking movie when it comes out. It's fucking brutal. Lots of stabs.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Just know, we don't receive any money for these things.
No. This is just me having a good time. Being like, oh, I sat next to the director.
Yeah?
Yeah, during the movie. It was the crazy. He also directed Pig, which I fucking love. And the whole time, I was just like, oh, I was so nervous to react or not to react or whatever.
Yeah.
But then I left before the Q&A. I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
But I remember just being, oh, yeah. Give him a couple of those just so he, like, you know, felt good about himself.
He's like, yeah, good. That fat guy likes it. Great.
Yeah, that's all I need.
I need him.
I need 40,000 more fat men. 100,000 more fat men. So if you're fat and you like to watch people get stabbed in the neck, check out Death of Robin Hood.
Honestly, that is what I want to hear. That's exactly what I like to hear.
We have a great guest joining us.
I can't wait to go through these stories. This person, like, honestly, I'm a huge fan of our guests. They are genuinely a delight, funny as fuck, evil as you want her to be. Put your ears on the headphones.
I think that's the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can clap at home if you want.
Give it up for Alaska Thunderfuck. 5,000.
Live from your grave.
So before we get into our MMA update today, I want to ask you kind of, first of all, before we even get into it, what are your supplements? Like, what are you on right now? And kind of like, what, like, I'd love to know what your weight routine is.
I thought you were going to say, what are your pronouns? I was like, wow, thank you for asking. I literally thought my mind auto-completed that.
You're on a straight man podcast, okay? We talk about supplements.
What are pronouns?
Oh my God. I saw a shirt. This is really inappropriate. I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say it.
No, it's there, just a place
there's
for
a
it.
Shirt that was like, oh, you like pronouns? Well, let me she/them titties.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. Thank you. And honestly, I really appreciate being seen in that way.
We're done. We're done. I'm going to go. Okay. That was horrible.
You take it. Take it down. Take it down the pipe, Eddie.
Take it down the pipe?
Yeah.
Well, we're joined here by Alaska Thunderfuck 5000. You are an alien. Well, a drag queen alien from the planet Glamtron.
Disclosure.
Thank you.
Yes. Don't bring it up. I'm already angry. We're going to talk about all about it.
But you got a new song out called Revolution. It's your first release in 4 years.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah.
It is the whole album's coming out soon, and it's produced by the amazing Ash Gordon, friend of the show.
Yes.
She, Ash did the song at the end of the Halloween album.
Yes, they work with us, Ash Gordon, and we work with Isaac Hansen, and we created our song. We are the band. Mass for Trash.
Indeed. Yeah.
But Revolution is out now on all streaming platforms. If you want to listen to it in this moment, press pause, go to wherever you listen to music, listen to Revolution, enjoy it, put it on your playlist for June, and have a good time.
Pause.
Thank you.
Done. Completed. Now we're back in. It was really great. Yes. Thank you very much for being here.
So my supplements, you are asking me.
Yes.
I work out reluctantly.
Well, we all have to.
Yes.
I walk.
I hate every second of it, but I do it. And then I drink like plant-based protein, and then I have been drinking a little bit of like creatine with it.
Same. Mm-hmm. Right. It makes me feel bigger and stronger and wider.
Yeah. It's probably just placebo powder, but I feel so fierce doing it.
What was your reaction to the UFC fight? Did it meet your expectations that was on the White House lawn this weekend?
I didn't see it. I know nothing about it. What
you
happened?
Missed it?
Who was that?
I believe it was Vladimir Blankostunk versus fierce. Dustin... Jimenez?
Okay.
I'm making up. I feel like that's the races that would be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like they fought each other, and then the man came out and yelled about Michelle Obama. I saw that, and that made me upset.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. Like, this is the equivalent of fuck her right in the pussy. Remember that?
Yeah.
On the news?
Yeah.
They'd be like, what do you think about this issue? Fuck her right in the pussy.
But my question is, why fight? Why not hug? Why not kiss?
Yeah, thank you. No, I don't know what's going on with that. The movie Idiocracy has become a documentary.
We were talking about that, but President Camacho has a moral code.
Dude, President Camacho is a better president than Trump. He literally listens to his advisors. That whole movie is about...
He stops using the Gatorade.
Yes, yeah. President Camacho learns and grows in the film.
Now, here on the White House lawn, we had a mechanical bull. Yeah, that was...
The audience was fighting each other? The
audience fought each other many, many times. Oh. And the watch party for the UFC 250, or I guess, yeah, the America 250, Trump's birthday, so on and so forth, it was held on the exact same place where Trump held the rally that led to the insurrection on January 6th.
Oh. Oh, it's poetic.
It is.
Beautiful.
I read someone, one comment that I saw that was great. Like, this event is going to be in the history books in a bad way.
Yeah.
Like, this is they're going to show, like, this is the depths. Hopefully, this is the furthest down we go. But from a lot of the, I guess, reports that I read from it, one guy said, I haven't felt this good about politics in a decade because it's just so ineffectual. It's so weird. And
did you see the bald eagle on a chain?
No.
What?
Yeah.
Was it real?
The bald
bald eagle on a chain so it could fly around the audience and not
but
leave.
But not go away. He also gave away a gold coin with his face on it that's worth $12,000.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
But can we also ask, why are his actions, like, we're all in the House of Rue, right? Why are his actions like a drag queen in many ways in terms of the way he can really press out some merch? And I think that
she can.
And, like, where's your coin?
He's no, he where's
your
my coin?
Coin?
Yeah, your coin.
This is, I feel like
it's
you guys
funny
can
you
learn
mentioned
less-
that. Available now on AlaskaThunderfuck.com. I'm just but wait, I am selling something.
Oh,
wait.
Yeah, I'll take it.
It's
yeah.
Because I am a drag queen. This is what we do. This is the Alaska Thunderfuck blue fuzzy bucket hat.
Oh, honestly, wow. It's really cute.
That's honestly great.
Wow.
This is the equivalent of my Trump gold coin.
Yeah.
Thank you. I this
double
is my eagle on a chain.
Airplane pillow.
I know. Yeah, you could.
Can you please bring an eagle to a chain on one of your live shows?
I've been trying for years.
Yeah, he mentioned, like, you know, but we're in the House of Rue and all that. One of my favorite Instagram guys right now is a dude who lip syncs Trump speeches as a gay man and says that he was born to be a gay. Yeah, and he does all. Yeah, has all the, you know. But what do you think about that? Like, because Trump so many times, like, this man is beautiful. He came out. Oh my God, I was so he was
look
gorgeous.
At the muscles on this guy.
I couldn't believe how I have to go now. Like, do you think that he channels that at all?
He's just deeply disturbed. Like, I don't know what's going on with the gentleman. I just don't. But he smells really bad, I think.
Oh, what's yeah. wrong sure. with men?
That's a great question, Henry.
Yeah.
I've been waiting to know. I think it's unfair to generalize about all men. Like, there's a lot of, like, all men should die kind of narrative. And I actually don't believe that. I think there are good men. They're just not that fucking loud. Because the bad ones are really, really loud.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a lot of good men. They're just, like, shutting the fuck up and, like, not being annoying.
Yeah, yeah. But that's a problem. But they feel like on some point, they got to go beat up the other big loud men. How do you make nice, quiet men big other nice, quiet men into big, loud men, but for good reasons?
I don't want to.
Oh, no!
I don't know. We just need, like, a specific virus that, like, takes out the wrong ones.
You know what the
is
problem
is? Is that insane?
No! No.
Is that, like, that's I shouldn't what, say that.
No, it's what Planet of the Apes is all about.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Ed just loves monkeys, and he's just happy that all the men died and it's just monkeys left.
Well,
but then
the
they became
guys.
People. That's their problem. They just turned into people. So speaking of turning into people.
I had a quick question before we go too far off of the. I look at our president. And I'm like, this has got to take a long time to get ready. Like with the makeup and the hair.
Oh, girl.
What do you think? How long do you think it takes? What are they using? What do you notice? What's wrong? What's right?
I like to have 2 hours to like get into drag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he probably, I mean, it looks shoddily applied.
Yeah, like you look incredible.
Applied. Yeah. Thank you. It was in my contract that you had to say that.
Yes.
No, it's shot. It's approximately applied, and it's not good. The hair system is quite in depth, though.
Yeah.
So that probably takes the longest.
Plugs, you think?
Well, he's on finished ride. We know that now.
On what?
He's on like Propecia. He's on like generalized Propecia. So he's definitely taking something for it. And I know that they do pattern it, but I do know that it is losing its strength.
Does it? Yeah, there's got to be some fakeness in there because, yeah, it doesn't seem like he would have a lot going on.
It's all pushed around and it's meshed into a sort of a big pile on top.
Yeah.
And I've seen it in person once. I did a bit for David Letterman once and he was there. And I watched him walk into a room and he does smell like a garbage dump. And he is
probably 5'11", and he goes through, I remember going through green room snacks. I wasn't allowed to be in the room. I was put where all the garbage cans were. It was real. I was put in a hallway with a bunch of garbage cans so he could be alone in the room, and then I walked over, and then they shooed me out even when I was alone in the room, because they said, this is room for Mr. Trump, and Mr. Trump went in there, and all he did was stick his hands in all the food, literally pawed around all the food with his hands, and then just left.
Oh
yeah, that's our president. That's why I voted him four times.
Four times.
Oh yeah, dude.
That's hard.
Through my parents, through me, I have a little Mexican man that I threatened. There's so many ways to vote.
Is there a drag queen that is a nightmare in the green room like that? Just touches all the stuff.
Alyssa Edwards. No.
Yes. All right. I think it's time for us to get some important news.
All right.
Now, we heard, so you're an alien, and we know that it's a part of your shtick. But we know that, right? We know.
Mm-hmm.
But you also are interested in the subject.
Yeah.
And currently, we are in what you'd call the peak days of disclosure. It has already happened. The U.S. government has already unleashed every single thing that they already have. And guess what it is, Alaska? You said it right before we started recording.
A dot.
It's lots of dots.
Moving dots.
Lots of moving dots. And it's lots of orbs. We love orbs here.
Could be eye floaters.
I get swimmies.
Yeah. Total.
No one else you get swimmies?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I don't know where that started. I think it's just...
They're fun to follow.
It's wisdom. But I'd love to show you one or just, I want to get your take on this. Is actual new footage. This came out several days ago. This was released as a part of the third gigantic release, which is part of why I get angry about this new UFO stuff, is because it's all leading towards fighting against undocumented human beings. They're doing a really cute thing where they're tying humans and aliens together.
Right.
But I'll say the guys that worked on my front yard, they don't have anything like this. So let's look at this. So this is a video that was seen, now we don't know what this is. They believe that this was filmed somewhere around the times. You remember when we were dealing with all the Chinese balloons in 2023?
Yeah, the ones going to Alaska.
Yes. So this thing is there are a lot of people saying this is not a balloon.
It looks like a balloon, but it exploded.
But they just exploded it, right? So whatever it was, they blew it up. And then including other weird little orbs flying around. Now, this is not a part of the thing, I guess. This may or may not be the thing we shot over Lake Huron. That is kind of what they're saying right now. That this might be the object that we shot and then we couldn't find the debris of.
Okay.
Because it exploded into a bunch of million different pieces.
Can I ask a stupid question? What's all the redacted stuff? What is that?
I think it's there is a couple open penises. I'm pretty certain that's a line of first lady vaginas. They have those just so that you know that you can't see it.
That's a new seal.
Yeah. Because Eleanor Roosevelt squatted on a bunch of stuff. where is your sense of wonder at right now, Alaska?
In the toilet. That's a party balloon. Next. What is that, you guys?
Well, it's I don't know. And
seriously, we're not fucking with you.
Disclose something good.
Well, yeah. Thank God, right.
There's got to be something good that's hello, I'm an alien. Remember Alien Autopsy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah, bring that back. Disclose that.
Listen, I want to see the show Presidential Autopsy. that'll be next year. But this one, okay. So this one's better.
Okay,
this
great.
Is my problem. Because Alaska, this is the exact problem, is the fact that we don't know what we're doing with, and they do look like several different things. That obviously is, in my mind, yeah, of course it's a fucking balloon.
Yeah.
But they're telling us it's not.
But the way it blew up, there was chunks of stuff.
Yes.
Balloons don't have chunks of stuff.
That's true.
The government is telling us straight up that's something we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
The government has never lied. So
that's the thing.
I believe them completely.
I've always felt very at home with the government.
Yeah.
Well, technically, safe. You'd have to.
Yes. I'm forced here. I can't not. So this one, to be honest, is one of the more interesting ones I've ever seen, just because it's the first time you're actually going to see the movement of a UFO that they talk about in these reports.
Okay.
So this is an object that was filming. It's like right above the ocean. We know that it's solid because it can get a lock on it, and then it goes up, right? It ramps up, and then boom! So that's what's weird. This is a thing. This is an example of UFO flight that I have not seen on one of these videos, which they actually show in an instant it disappears. Yeah.
Like it noticed is this like taken from a fighter jet? I'm thinking.
Yes, it was being tracked out on the middle of the ocean because people see stuff out there all the time. Apparently,
can you play it again? And can you put, hold on, wait for it. Can you put the Sonic the Hedgehog music on it? Because it looks like...
like it is like a bunch of
it's
rings.
It's going along. It's like a really fun like arcade game is what it looks like. Would yeah, you... no, that's fierce. Great. Yeah,
it is interesting. But yeah. How would... Do you, like, hardcore disclosure, like, how do you think it would affect you, like genuinely? Do you think that it would change the way you view the world? Do you think you just keep doing what you were doing?
No, I think we would just keep doing what we were doing. And I think that they are just like, oh, girl, we don't need to get near all that. You know, yeah. Like, sort of when, like, we are a mess. And they're like... Just, you know, bless them, you know, bless yeah. their hearts.
Do you think that there's any one scene that could bring them all together? Like the idea of like getting out there, like what's a good downtown city for the aliens to all meet together in? Like what's got a good scene out there? What's got a fun nightlife?
What was the one in Independence Day where the people were like partying on the top of the roof?
I mean, that was here in LA. The Capitol Records building.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to go there, and I would be part of that party. I think that would be fun.
Yes.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to just blow us up. I think they're like, they want us to get better. They're praying for us.
I mean, prayers work.
Mm-hmm.
Are you scared of it? So you're not scared of aliens?
No.
Either am I. Henry's deathly afraid of them.
I personally believe if they are biological in nature, we should not be saying hello to them.
Really?
I think that I partially believe that the phenomena is half psychic and that largely we're looking at an interdimensional thing. We're looking at something that we can't entirely collect evidence on because it's not entirely a part of our reality.
Have you heard that they're us from the future? Have you heard that one?
That's my favorite one.
Yeah. Have you heard that Bigfoot is actually a time traveler from the future and the Bigfoot suit is the time travel suit?
Oh!
Isn't that one?
Is that your Bigfoot impression?
Good.
Like that. Yeah.
But also, I like the idea too. What if Bigfoot's ghost of a caveman?
Why would he be all hairy? Why would he be all tall?
What if he's just a ghost of a caveman? No, it's like there's stuff like that. But then I do believe, like, it's not going to change my day to day. But it would be nice, like, to write on my taxes, like, "Fuck you, aliens," right?
How would you write that on your tax?
Big letters. Big paper forms. Giant. Fill out all the... Print out all the paperwork. Write it in. Fuck you, aliens. Fuck you.
Yeah. I love that.
I want to go to them. I'm going to go straight to the source. I'm sick of the middleman.
If it moved... Okay, this video... I'm still on this video. If it moves at the speed of light, then it would just go... It would just disappear because our vision is based on light. So, that just, like, sped up a little bit. So
it's probably just sound.
Well, they believe it moves at the speed of gravity. And so if you believe the UFOs are a real machine, part of what way they think they could work is they create what's called in front of them a gravity well, which is essentially an absence of gravity in which then gravity, then they're pulled forward by this absence of gravity in front of them. So what they do is create this sort of, so they're moving at a, they're not like, that's why it allows them to like not be fucked by inertia on the inside. That's why they're not splattered against the walls.
Yeah, they're being pulled instead of pushed.
It's like Futurama.
It is.
Yes. The Futurama ship, they're like, we actually don't go fast. We just move the whole universe around us so we stay still.
It is literally.
Like, just watched that episode a few days ago.
Yeah. And the smelloscope. Can we get that? Is that real?
It's not. Unfortunately, no.
No, it's not real.
No, we wouldn't like that. But I don't think we'd like a lot of the smells of the past. I think we'd be pretty unhappy with that.
Smell what Pluto smells like.
I am curious.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it smells like probably like blood because it's all made out of metal.
Like what Dodge City smelled like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got some other stories. We're going to move on because I do want you to also, I want your take on this.
Okay.
Guy Fieri, first of all, let's just, I say the words Guy Fieri to you. What's your first response?
Drag.
Yes. Great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
He puts the, I always think that he puts the sunglasses on the back of his head so people get confused when they try to punch him in the face.
I thought it was to discourage tiger attacks.
why do you put Guy Fieri like specifically in the drag category?
He's just got that look, and there's queens who do him. Like,
really?
And it's very effective. I think he's been done on Snatch Game. If he hasn't, he should be immediately.
Has he been done on Snatch Game? He should have been done on Snatch Game.
Yeah.
He's an instantly recognizable look, and this is so necessary for television. Yeah. So I fucks with him.
Do you also believe like the idea of I follow the works of Aleister Crowley, Anton LaVey, all these types of people creating a silhouette and an image, and how much that's more makes you almost more powerful than like just yourself as a human.
Yeah, like a cartoon character.
Yeah, and then it sends you. Is that a thing that you purposely think about when you put together your character, or does it just kind of naturally come about that way?
It has to come about naturally and organically, but then once it does, then you can like be like, okay, this is what I look like.
Yeah, because you change. Yeah. Obviously, I've followed your career, and you've like really you've concreted yourself into this incredible form.
I know. I'm known for wearing long blonde hair with a big blonde thing on top. And here I am in dark brown hair that doesn't have a thing on top.
You contain multitudes.
My image has been dismantled before your very eyes.
Oh, no! Get the fuck!
No one can recognize me.
All right, well, now this is this guy, right?
So Guy Fieri, he's got a show, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah.
We've all seen it a million times. But the new theory going around the internet is he ain't eating.
Is this true?
Yeah, so it's like there's lots, and then it seems silly.
But if the more you watch the show, and the more you see clips of the show, you start to see he's not swallowing the food. And he might not even be biting the food.
But it's not like he's thin.
No.
You would expect if he wasn't eating the food, he'd be thin.
Does he chew?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
We have some clips.
Now, yeah. We have some clips. Can we show the clips? It is kind of wild to think that, like, I think that he might eat something like giant eggs. Like those characters from
eggs.
Super Mario 2. It's more like giant, like,
oh, crops.
I mean, Big Bird.
It just swallows one egg a week like a snake.
Yeah. Does he dye his hair gray?
What's happening? Look at this picture. You can spot who he is and you can't even see his whole face.
No, you're right. Yeah.
You know exactly.
It's just
who
forehead
it is.
And hair. It's like, that's no one else but Guy Fieri. But there's a YouTuber, Doc Spaghetti. He is on the case. He's been watching every episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and pointing out the exact moments
that look fake. He doesn't need to be a lawyer. He doesn't care what his father says. He watches Guy Fieri.
All right, look at this.
Okay, he bit.
And he doesn't swallow. Watch.
Well, he's enjoying it.
He's chewing. He's chewing. We don't know if there's anything in there.
Cut.
All right, now watch the bite again. Watch the bite again. He doesn't actually bite. Now, watch this. It's all stay.
It didn't bite anything. It was already bit. It was already bit.
Yeah.
He fucking did that fucking phantom bite. It's a mind bite.
Yeah. There's nothing going on. He rubbed his face against the sandwich. He didn't put anything in his mouth.
He's eating its pussy.
All right. And actually, Alaska, you are actually uniquely qualified to comment on this because you've been on a lot of reality TV. You were on, you know, 2 seasons of Drag Race. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of things have to be reshot. You know, moments have to be recreated. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they're just recreating a moment for like a better angle?
This is I do know about this because that's like lip syncing, but it's lip sync eating.
Yes, it is lip sync eating.
This is very Golden Girls. She used to always do it. Blanche would always do this because you can't sit there and eat the thing because you have to say a line. So she'd be like, oh, aloha, girls. So it's lip sync eating.
Yeah. It's so-
and that's what she's doing. But maybe she never swallows.
I mean, look at this. So they also showed this thing, too, where he does this move, which I've seen him do, where he fakes it, where he starts with it up by, he takes it up from the top, right? He's taking it with the chopsticks, and then it cuts to him just.
There's nothing in the chopsticks.
There's nothing in the chopsticks.
And he's just holding the chopsticks by his nose. What is he doing? He's not eating. So here's the thing, though.
I love it.
You're going to 5 diners a day. You got to fake a couple, right?
Yeah.
But then there's a part of
me. You can't eat all of it.
But at what point?
He'd be dead if he ate all of it.
But if you're fat fuck royalty, right? You're a Joey Chestnut. You're fat fuck royalty.
He eats everything.
As we know he does. But I'm just saying, like, if you're fat fuck royalty, to me, you need to be eating. Like, Jelly Roll is a race traitor to his fat fuck world.
That's why he's getting divorced.
Exactly. I honestly think he lost the weight and she fell out of love with him.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yes.
She was like, I'm not living for this.
I don't want him. His name is Jelly Roll, not Mr. Sticks. Okay? Your job is to be a fat fuck. And so is Guy Fieri's job is to be a fat fuck.
Yeah. How are you going to sell donkey sauce knowing that we know you don't eat?
Would you believe a word Guy Fieri said if you found out he owned an elliptical?
I think it's like in like adult films. This is like
you're saying they don't eat?
No. they're like, I don't, this is like a gay thing. Like, I'm not gonna bottom. Like, I'm just a top. And so then when they finally do bottom, it's like a big event. And so this is like that. So like when he actually does eat, it's going to be a major news day.
Oh my God. We should do it on he should do a live stream for charity.
Yes. I, Guy Fieri, am actually going to eat today. On the White House lawn.
Every time he eats, we pay enough money to get one immigration lawyer to release one person from being held in an ICE detainment center.
Period.
And I honestly think that's a really good way to aim that.
Let's do it.
God. All right.
Wait, if nobody wants to bottom, then who's bottoming the whole time?
Well, there are plenty of us.
Okay. Out there.
There's plenty. There is no, this is the thing. There's a top shortage.
What does that mean?
I love that you're asking this because in the gay community is well known that everyone is the bottom at all times. Like, and the bottoms have a really hard time finding tops. And so they find one and it's like, you know, we struck gold.
And then is he then given to the community, to the bottom community?
Yes, he does his service. And then he realizes that he's a bottom.
And
this is a circle of gay life. And I'm glad
I
could share it with you.
Is it just more fun to be and more relaxing to be a bottom? Is it just more just like easygoing and just like one of those where is your life just funner that way and just more, you know, like.
They love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard.
They just can't get enough.
I saw it in a magazine. I saw it in several very long magazines. All right, here we go. Here we go. So this is actually a really good way, the good thing to end on.
This would actually, yeah, because this guy would be a great top, but he's dead.
I don't know if he would.
Dead tops are the best.
Okay, here we go. So this guy... this lucky dead human being, old British man from the 78 years young, is dead. He donated his body to science because they found out he had 3 penises.
and he had three penises. He had a top penis. He had a main.
He had an outside penis.
Outside penises.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But in his balls were two more penises.
Two tiny penises just hiding. Just hiding. So
and we have no idea if he knew that he had three penises or if he lived his entire 70-year-old life never knowing that he had three penises.
Well, they said they would have found out if they ever had to give him a catheter.
Sure.
Because one of the penises, the pee hole, the pee was connected, went through one penis and then into the outside penis and then out the front door.
I remember they called his urethra torturous.
Yeah.
Torturous so, urethra. Yeah.
So outside penis, 3 inches, 3 inches long.
This is going to be really humiliating if they did this to him too. Yeah. They measure all the penises.
Yeah. Second penis, 1.49 inches long, and the third penis is 1.45 inches long. So you put them together, it's nice cock.
Yeah. All together, that's one penis.
Is that hard or soft measurement?
It's going to be soft because he's dead.
Well, rigor mortis.
Hey, I would pull
rigor
it
mortis.
If I was them, I'd pull it as long as I could pull it.
Yeah.
Measure from the taint.
When I'm dead and you're measuring my dead penis, please pull it.
What? Nobody measures. I measure mine from the bottom of my pocket.
Yeah,
that's what I do. I do a whole thing. It's a whole presentation. I put together stats.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. This is, but like, what's the weirdest penis you've ever seen?
That's no, we're not for this.
Yep. What's the weirdest penis you've ever seen? Why not?
I'm trying to think.
Have you ever been to a place called Epstein Island?
Actually, I haven't been on it, but I was really near it, like, recently.
Oh, do you go on, like, the sister island, the one that's, like, the neighbor island?
St. John, St. Thomas, the right
St. there. St. Thomas.
Yeah.
My mom was like, my friend has a place in St. Thomas, so I'm going. Do you want to go? And I was like, yeah. So I went with my mom, and literally out the back, like, patio, there it was. Actual Epstein ass island was like right there.
Like you could have rowboated to it.
Yes.
Jet ski is what they use.
Right. They've like revamped it. They've tried to make, they took like the gold thing, like the blue and white thing. They've like painted it just like beige. And they took the gold like satanic pyramid off. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, maybe no one will know.
Maybe no one will know.
Is the...
There is a...
It was really scary.
The project of you jet skiing to Epstein Island from St. Thomas is on. I have to push this. I have to pitch this to you and to a group of producers. We have got to do an island adventure.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to go.
All right. You could be the first drag queen to ever go to Epstein Island.
I know.
And I won't eat. I won't.
But Jack, that's the problem now. Man walking around with three penises, and he can't tell anybody, and he doesn't know. And you know he's just some fucking weird man. You know he's just some gross, weird old British man who's like, oh, tops and toddlers. You know, like
he was kind enough to donate his body to science, knowing that he had three cocks.
Three dicks. He didn't even know, though. He probably literally never... I wouldn't know if I had three dicks in my balls.
Yeah.
In my balls!
Just his balls hurt his whole life. Apparently, he had lots of... he had a hernia, too, in his balls.
It was his third dick getting hard. That's what it is. It's this little tiny dick responding to everything on the inside. It's probably the one making all the bad decisions.
Right. Indoor dick, outdoor dick.
If I had an indoor dick, that he would be, because my outdoor dick is already filled with horrific thoughts horrible energy, and the little penis behind him. Can you imagine the Stephen Miller of penises, like the evil, the Dick Cheney of your main penis is in your other balls.
Uh huh.
God.
Yeah.
Give it a Vance. All right. So. I got to ask this question. We were talking about this on the last episode of Side Stories. I need your opinion as a fashion icon.
Okay.
Handlebar mustache. Where do you lie?
Love it.
You love it?
Fierce.
Really?
Okay, wow.
Fashionable.
Because we were very against
flirty,
it.
Very like pride, like 70s kind of.
This lady was telling us a story because what I said, I appreciate men that have handlebar mustache is because I've also had difficult man facial hair before. Okay. And I find it takes to, from my perspective, it's a guy that has put a handlebar mustache in order to sort of like be like, hey, hit me. Hey, someone come punch me. You know what I mean? Like, oh, someone come, everybody gather around. Doesn't anybody want to hit me? And I now realize like that's not true because I got a lot of messages from women that have said that specifically the handlebar mustache makes them feel safe. And then also really? One woman was saying that she was riding a man with a handlebar mustache. And she said that it was the only time she's ever been asked to grab the bars of the mustache.
The handlebars.
And pull them while she was fucking them. Which I've never, have you ever done that?
I can honestly say I've never done that.
Right?
Yeah. No. See, okay. See, I never thought of it that way. Is that why it's called a handlebar?
I guess so.
I don't think it's supposed to be. I don't think your lip is that strong.
But does the handlebar mustache have different connotations in the gay and straight communities?
Absolutely.
So the yeah, because like a straight guy with a handlebar mustache.
That's like a whole different story.
That's but what
like
I'm gay, talking about.
It's like, yeah, like I'm vintage. It's like very cute.
It's fun.
Yeah, you were talking about IPA salesman.
Yeah, it's different type of leather work.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about a guy and a lot of like, what you know, they got those the light bulbs with just sort of the copper wiring
yes.
around them.
Uh huh. Yeah, Edison.
A gastropub.
Yes, very.
Yes, very okay. much so.
Yeah.
A top with a handlebar use mustache useless.
Totally useless.
Useless. What are you doing with it up there?
I don't know. She said the main problem was, she said that where she started to kind of like get out of it was like the snap of it. She said that when she took it in the snap of the product in his little tips, that kind of bumped her out of the whole experience.
Oh, man, I wonder if it gets really cold, if it could snap off.
Yeah, it can.
Wow.
That's how you get gum out of hair.
Oh, ice. Cold?
Yeah, you freeze it.
Oh, no shit.
Really?
Or you freeze it and then you beat it with a hammer. Or you put peanut butter on it.
You're thinking of a Simpsons episode.
Don't try getting it out with a bone. It only gets worse.
You're thinking of 22 Shorts films about Springfield. Yep.
Is it? So wait, a handlebar mustache. That's a handlebar mustache.
Yes.
I was thinking of this.
Oh, yeah. The Fu Manchu.
I was thinking of a totally different thing.
Yeah, you're thinking of a more masculine.
Okay, okay,
Fu Manchu's awesome.
Fu Manchu is awesome and fierce. See, I was thinking of the wrong thing.
See,
no,
I was saying to replace the handlebar with the Fu Manchu.
If you have to put wax in, no, I don't care. No, horseshoe. I don't want
technically, it. The horseshoe.
The horseshoe?
That's just okay. People wanting, I understand Fu Manchu is not societally correct anymore.
Fu Womanchu.
Thank you.
It's like attached.
Yeah.
But like a handlebar has the like doopsie doopsie doo.
See, and I had that. I did these mustaches connected to the sideburns for a while, but I was trying to be unfuckable.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that was the thing. I was trying to, I didn't want the attention of women at the time because I had the Imperial and I thought that was really cool for a while and I didn't care what happened. But you know what's funny? That's how I ended up with my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, that's you. That was your Confederate reenactor face.
It's just because I'm a Queens boy and I just want to feel what it's like to be a rebel. Never got to be.
Well, this was wonderful.
This
Thank
was awesome.
You so much, Alaska, for coming
you.
By. Make sure you
toss
go
the song. Yeah.
Listen to Revolution by Alaska Thunderfuck 5000. It's unbelievable. It's on Spotify, Apple Music. Add it to all your summer playlists. It's fucking awesome. It's all about serving cunt and starting a goddamn revolution, which
period.
Is something we need to do.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah. Oh, and you got any shows coming up?
Yes, like 100, because it's June, and in June it is Christmas, and I am Santa Claus, so I'm going everywhere.
That's October for us.
Yes, that's our October time. Mm-hmm. So, what is your is there a good place for people to see like where all your dates are?
My website, alaskathunderfuck.com, where you can also get this exciting hat.
Hell please yeah. Buy the hat. I'm going to buy
I
that.
Get that hat.
Can I, as a pothead, I have to ask, what happened to Alaska Thunderfuck the marijuana? It's gone.
It's still out there. You
it
can
is?
Find it.
Okay, good.
Sometimes people gift it to me, and then my fiance smokes it. It's
nice.
Great.
Okay,
but
good.
It does exist.
All right,
still.
All right. Because we were in Alaska recently at a weed store, and I was screaming about it, and then they were like, it doesn't make it anymore. No one makes it anymore.
Damn. It does exist. And they make vapes of it, too.
They've seen that.
Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Seriously, though,
a delight.
Yeah, seriously, thank you. This is fucking awesome.
Thank you.
Happy Pride, y'all.
Live from your grave.
God, it feels good to like know somebody who knows something else about something else than what we know about.
I feel slightly cooler now. I do feel cooler now than I did this morning.
I'm trying to figure out how to be more approachable to the alt scenes.
Yeah. Do you think today worked?
No.
It was nice having Marcus in here.
Honestly, it was really nice. And
we have
two
special guests as far as I'm concerned.
Marcus is a huge fan of Alaska, and it was just great to have. I'm glad that they're super quick witted. I love like all, you know, yeah. I love it. Because you know what I feel like in drag? That's like the last bastion of like the triple threat.
Yeah.
You know, like old school, real showbiz. Like, look at Jinx Monsoon. Jinx Monsoon's winning like Tonys and shit. Like, Jinx Monsoon's Judy Garland right now.
I went and saw O'Mary with Jinx. It was fucking incredible.
I know. It's like, that's amazing. It's like one of those things. I love seeing like that. It's like, you got to do a lot of shit.
It's mainstream now. It's very cool.
Yeah, I love it.
It's very awesome. It's full on mainstream now, and I fucking love it, and I'm all about it. And please keep dressing up and doing crazy shit. You know, keep it going forever.
We have to, because it's a part of the human need to express themselves, and I just think that it is just beautiful. And I want to remind everybody, there is not a single drag queen on the Epstein list.
Not even one.
Not even one.
Not even one.
No, it's just a bunch of guys with a lot of money makes you a pedophile.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder why that is.
Well, guess what, folks? We're on the road.
Yeah, we are.
But we got London, Ontario coming up. Fucking sold out.
Sold out. Sold can't out. Wait to be there and see you. And go to the patreon.com/lastpodcast and left. And you can listen to all the episodes ad-free. You can also see Last Stream on the Left live every Tuesday, 5 p.m. PST. Can you also check out our new Brighter Side YouTube channel?
The Brighter Side LPN. That's youtube.com/@ The Brighter Side LPN.
And go to LPN TV to watch the conclusion of the entire series of HGX2.
Who will live? Who will die? Who will live in nothing forever? Is LD cool? Are they bad? We don't know.
We don't know.
Also, we have Nerd of Mouth has a new YouTube channel. It's a Nerd of Mouth podcast. So it's youtube.com/@NerdofMouthPodcast. If we are testing the limits of the YouTube camera, will it be able to handle Mike Lawrence, the three of them, Jake Young, and Holden McNeely's vision of them once?
Wait, that's the thing. That's what you nerds are going to have to sit with.
Man, I'm so, like, honestly, it's like, you're going to watch that show, you're going to be like, Ed and Henry are, like, attractive.
Fuck that, Ed. But that's why, man, we get you used to it. We'll come on in, the water is fine. Go to LP on the Left for all your Instagram needs. And go to, go to lastpodcastleft.com and buy tickets to see us live.
Yeah, man, eddietunes.com to see me do stand-up. Go check out my Instagram, of course. I'm eddietunes on Instagram to see where I'm coming. I just put a brand new tour poster up. So check that out. See if I'm coming to a city near you. And go and comment. Tell me where I should go after this. Seems like Nashville and Baltimore are very hungry for it. I can't wait. I'm having a great time on the road. And then Henry's actually going to be joining me for my two LA shows that are on there. So, come check us out. It's going to be a fucking blast.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. All right, see you fuckers.
Yeah.
Hail Satan.
Hail, you know what? Hail Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
Yes.
What a goddamn delight.
What a delight.
I feel great.